Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, what? Woo! He didn't kick us to the curb?
No.
This is shocking.
John is back.
This is shocking.
Wow.
He kicked us to the curb.
How long has it been? 2 years we've used John?
I think so. Yeah,
I think it's been a couple of years now. Yeah. All right, John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, you can find him on Facebook. Jamie found him a couple of years ago. We've been using John because he is so darn accurate, man, when it comes to the weather.
Well, he's in meteorology school, he's been getting A's.
Well, I think he might be out of school by now. All right, well, let's just check with him.
Okay.
All right, hang on a second here. Hey, John.
Morning, guys. Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Well, we thought you kicked us to the curb. I got to be honest. I was like, what? He just posted and he ignored our voicemails and our text.
Oh, no, I posted, and then my son woke up, so then I had to run upstairs and take care of him.
You care more about your child than this show? Wow.
I know, imagine that.
Think about your career. I mean, this show propels you. Where's that kid going? Okay. Hey, John, first of all, Jamie mentioned that the master's thing you were going after, to be a meteorologist, did that work out?
Yeah, I'm actually graduating next year, summer, after summer.
All right.
Going well so far, 4.0, straight A's, so can't complain.
That's why we use you. I mean, everything on this show is 4.0. Look at Jamie, look at me.
Right.
4.0. All right, John.
Right at the top.
What?
Weather, we're looking at the weather.
Yeah, what's going on, John? I feel like nobody saw this coming.
Yeah, well, this is a weird one because this is more of a storm you'd see in, like, you know, a February or March, kind of a wet, heavy snow. If you've been out shoveling, you've definitely noticed.
Yeah.
So when the models were going crazy for this thing, we're all looking at it and going, man, this is you know, early November. You don't really see a snowstorm like this in November. So I think a lot of meteorologists kind of wrote it off a little bit as like, oh, the models are going crazy, but as it gets closer to Colorado, it'll fall apart. And obviously it hasn't done that.
Nope.
It came through a couple days ago, started dropping snow, and then it sat over Arizona and was pulling more cold air and moisture up with more snow. It's starting to actually move a little bit today. It's kind of right along the New Mexico-Colorado border in southwest Colorado. So it's finally starting to move, but it's going to take its time. So you're going to get more snow today while it's moving. You probably get a little bit of a lull into tonight, and then tomorrow it's going to crank back up again because it's taken that really nice favorable track where it curves northeast across south eastern Colorado into western Kansas.
Did you notice he uses the word lull too?
He likes lull.
Yeah,
I
use lull all the
time.
I like lull. They teach you that school you go to, right?
Lull.
Yep. And they're always hilarious. So
John, from this point on, right now.
Yep.
What can we expect as we lead up to the big storm, which we'll talk about in a second? But is it going to taper off today?
Yeah, it will. It will later today, like into the evening hours. Like we're probably going to be getting kind of steady snow throughout most of the day today.
Right.
So definitely probably a couple more inches of accumulation throughout the day today before we kind of taper it off for this evening. As you go through the evening and overnight hours, you'll either have light snow or it'll pretty much just kind of take a break for a while. And then at some point tomorrow morning, it's going to crank up again.
Uh-oh.
They have a They have, especially for the Palmer Divide, so areas south of Denver and west of Denver and then southeast of Denver, there's a winter storm watch that starts at, I believe, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
No.
So that kind of gives you an idea of when they think the conditions are going to start picking up again. It'll probably be early to mid-morning tomorrow. And then it's got moderate to heavy snow from then all the way through kind of mid-late Saturday morning. So there's quite a bit more snow coming for a lot of us. I think as you go further north, you'll see less snow. But if you go south, if you draw a line from like Castle Rock, Elizabeth, Kiowa to Lyman, kind of that area, and go due south, those areas could see well over a foot of snow between now and Saturday morning. So,
John, the mountain wave weather guy, man, you're hearing it here.
You know, we're looking for moisture.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for this much.
Nah, it's a little much, we're socked in right now.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because usually when you get a big storm like this in January, February, March, the ground's frozen, so a lot of that moisture doesn't go into the ground. It just kind of drains off, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What's interesting about now, we've had such warm weather that a lot of this moisture is actually going right into the ground, into the soil. So
it's good.
It's actually kind of nice. I know people don't love the snow and how much, you know, just wetness there is, but this is kind of a unique opportunity because a lot of Colorado was going into drought. This storm might kind of knock that down for a little while, which is great. So,
okay, so people are asking what your page is that they can follow you. It's Mountain Wave Weather, correct?
Yeah, Mountain Wave Weather on Facebook is where I'm doing most of my posting. I have a website, too, that I'm kind of updating, but the Facebook page is the best place to go right now.
And do you want to give a shout-out to your sponsors?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple of sponsors, and I'm always looking for more.
Whoa.
What?
He's got sponsors?
He's just got them.
We don't even have sponsors.
but I'm so happy because, you know, it's that, what's it called, small business kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the little guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for you, John.
Small local family-owned business.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so go ahead and give out a couple of shout-outs.
So the two that I have, the one is Moore Lumber and Hardware down in Castle Rock. The owner there, Mark's a great guy. He's doing a special on snowblowers right now.
Yeah.
So if you need a snowblower,
I need
one. Talk to him down in Castle Rock.
Yeah, Moore.
No kidding.
It's M-O-O-R-E, yep. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moore
Lumber and Hardware.
Okay. I'll write that down.
All right, special on snowblowers.
I need one.
Okay. And the other one?
And then the other guy that's also helping me out is Garrett with the GAC crew. He basically does snow removal out in Douglas and Elbert County.
Yes.
And he also does like fencing, so for like split rail fencing or livestock fencing, things like that. So he's actually the guy who's going to be plowing my driveway out, and he did it several times for me last year as well. So
can you talk him into plowing mine? If he'll plow mine, I'll plug him all day long.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
What? What?
And it's called
I'll plug him.
It's called GAC.
Yeah, the GAC crew.
The mm-hmm. GAC crew. My God, that is illegal.
You know what GAC stands for, don't you?
GAC?
Mm-mm.
No, what?
Great ass cleaner.
What? He's a snow plower.
Well, clean your driveway. That's what I meant. I could come up with another C.
Oh, my God. Okay,
clean
John.
The driveway.
Great ass.
We're going to go now, John.
John, I'm getting tired. We got to go. I'm getting a little hey, how old is he, kiddo?
He just turned one a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
Oh,
his first
2 weeks ago. Wow. Okay. Well, we were conflicted. We couldn't remember. Somebody said September. But
BJ had him at 10 years old.
Yeah,
that was way off.
I thought he was in school.
Yeah, it's at the end of September is his birthday, so it was, I guess, about a month ago now. But,
okay.
So
he's
he did the, no, just one. He's got about nine more to go for
feels
that.
Feels like Ted. Sure does.
He did the party, wife made it like a cake with dark blue frosting, and he just, mashed his head into that, got frosting everywhere, that was a fun time.
Great scene, man.
Yeah, Carson won't let his kid do anything fun like that, because he has ADHD.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's a different show.
Yeah. All right, John, thank you so much for getting back to us.
We appreciate it. Okay. And I apologize
thank you for having me on.
I apologize for being rude because I thought that you kicked us to the curb.
Yeah, she was very rude. They were ready to go swap with some guy named Cody. Carson was in here going, hey, you want me to look up Cody?
Yeah.
No, get the hell out of here. I'm with John, man. John's our guy.
He's a good guy, too. So between him and I and a couple others, there's a lot of good weather coverage across Denver. So.
Nice.
Yeah, but they're not you, John.
No, they are
they're
not.
They're not you, buddy. They're
dude.
Not
only
you.
One me.
All right, we'll see
only
you later.
One me.
All right, John.
Thanks,
see you
John.
Later, John.
Again, guys.
Thanks, bye.
Man, what a good dude.
I like that guy.
What
he's
a
nice.
Good dude.
He ditched us, though. Woo. That was a close one. We even got in a fight over it.
Yes, we did. Jamie and I were arguing
about
over
John, the Mountain Way Weather
you.
Guy.
Didn't I tell you guys to hold your ground?
Did. You did.
And
listen,
I said, hey, could
this.
Be the
hey,
kid. Did
BJ,
I not?
Watch this. I was wrong.
We were both wrong.
I don't care if you're wrong. I only care if she's wrong and says it. I don't care if you're wrong, okay?
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.